Hello and welcome to module 4 of our Creating Deeper Intimacy and Trust series. And this module is all about provoking her desire. I'm Freya Inanna.
And I'm Michael Inanna.
We're back for this episode here. And we really love this topic because really men, especially if they're awakened men at all, really do have a deep desire to create a heroic impact in a woman's life or their partner's life.
Right. He wants to be that knight in shining armor.
Mm-hmm. What we've found, though, is that there is so often a disconnect between the heart and sexual center for so many men, especially. And this is true for a lot of women as well because of all the mixed messages around sexuality. But especially for men, that connection between the heart and the sexual center has been broken.
Right. And men think that's normal. They think that that's just being a man or, you know. No, it is not normal. It is a dysfunction in our society. It's something mm-hmm. that has been taught. And it's been modeled, and it's not serving men or women.
No, it's not. And so often you'll find men who don't know how to actually create that intimacy that they truly desire. And they use sex as a way to try to do that, but without that connection between the heart and the sexual center. And so it's disconnected, and
right.
Yeah, they just don't know how to connect on that emotional and heart-centered level, and so.
And your partner gets it. Your partner mm-hmm. senses that, and they are not impressed.
So we love teaching this topic because creating that sexual trust actually creates healing on a universal level on the in the earth, on the planet.
Absolutely.
It's huge.
Important part of the shift.
And I think we've mentioned this before, but I'd like to bring it up again because it's such an important point. It's a myth that problems with sexual performance and connection are actually a sexual issue. It's just a sign that something else in the relationship is out of alignment.
Right. Either a relationship or what's going on emotionally with
yes.
with that individual.
Mm-hmm.
There's something outside of alignment. It's there only rarely is it something that is physical.
Mm-hmm. And often the physical symptoms are just a manifestation of something energetic or emotional that's going on within that person.
Right. So we have three strategies for creating sexual trust.
And the first one is quite often the thing that's out of alignment.
Yes. The first one is personal integrity.
Yes, it's huge. So trust in day-to-day interaction in your life and in your relationship impacts sexual trust. It just does.
Absolutely.
Because if the partner doesn't have trust in other aspects of the relationship for their partner, they're not going to have sexual trust either.
If they can't trust you in the little things, they're not going to trust you in the big things. And sexual trust is a big thing.
It is. Huge. So say what you do and do what you say.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. And that's not to say that everyone has to be perfect all the time. But when you do mess up, you do whatever it takes to get back into integrity if that's lost.
Right. Yes, if she can depend on you to be there when you say you're going to be there, to be on time, to be your word,
mm-hmm.
that will make a tremendous difference.
So guys, if you tell your woman that you'll take out the garbage, take out the garbage.
And if you know you're not going to do it, don't promise it.
That's right.
Just don't.
Yeah, just don't. Don't say what she wants to hear and not follow through. And this works both ways for men and women. But it's a big thing for men.
But ultimately, you think you're saying what she wants to hear or he wants to hear, but they don't want to be lied to.
No, they don't want to be lied to.
Nobody wants to be lied to. So you're not saying what they want to hear. You're just evading in the moment.
And creating a lack of trust.
Yeah.
So undercommit and overdeliver. Test it and notice the difference.
Yes. Perfect.
Yes. So it's really big because, you know, if your woman or your partner knows that you do what you say you'll do, and in the morning, if you put your arms around her and tell her how you are going to ravish her and give her the details when you get home that night, she is going to be turned on. She's going to be brewing over that all day long, and you know,
percolating
over it. And you know the saying that, you know, women are slow cookers and men are microwaves, right? So that's a really, really big thing. And you know, send the little message through the day. And if she knows you're going to do what you say you're going to do, it's going to change the experience completely.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, if she just feels like, oh yeah, whatever, he never does what he says anyway, then it's not going to be a turn on at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just useless.
Yeah.
Because the trust isn't there.
Right.
And really, integrity is sexy. It really is. So how you do anything is how you do everything. And that includes your sex life.
Yeah. How you show up in the little things, or how you show up in your everyday life, is how you show up in the big things too.
And vice versa. How you show up in your sex life is how you show up in life.
Right. So again, follow through. Be your word. Integrity. It's a huge turn on. Huge turn on. And
it's so important.
Yes. So, strategy number two.
This is a good one. So, how to make her feel safe and turned on at the same time.
Yes. This is walking a line, and you know, it might sound complicated, but it really isn't. It takes a little practice, it takes a little feedback, but going too slow and creating that safety zone, the friend zone.
Yeah.
You know, and this is generally when you're like in a dating situation, you're that trustworthy, dependable, nice guy who never makes her feel pressured, but you're also not letting her feel your desire.
Mm-mm. And this is about, you know, there's two types of guys, as for the most part, as a general rule. There's the ones who go too slow and the ones who move too fast. And, you know, it's kind of like she feels like the focus is just on getting in her pants.
Right.
But for that guy who tends to go too slow and fall into that friend zone, own your desire.
Yeah.
Without attachment. You know, make her feel your desire in a way that, you know, because women love to feel desired when mm-hmm. they feel safe.
Yeah.
They really do.
It's a gift to her. Your desire is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And when you withhold it and you still get in a relationship with her, get close to her, you end up coming across to her like a brother or a best friend, but you both lose.
Yeah, you do. And so for the guys out there who have a really difficult time really owning their desire and making that woman or partner feel desired, just drop into your masculine, drop into your genitals and feel that desire. Allow yourself to feel it, allow it to build within you. And then just say something simple like, you know, I really would love to kiss you right now. Is that okay?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how often that works. And women are surprised. pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
When you come across that way, because it puts the ball in their court, lets them set the pace. There's no attachment to the request, but you've made it obvious that that's what you've made your obvious
your
desire.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Own your desire, but without attachment. You know, right. If she says, you know, I'm not comfortable with that, don't be a dick about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because then you're not making her feel safe.
Yeah, a simple request. You know, I'd really like to kiss you right now. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
And I've done this. I've done this in my dating, and
it works. He did it with me. totally works.
It totally does. I've never had a woman respond like it was an odd question. I mean, they were delighted. They've always been delighted to be asked that question.
Yeah.
Like, can I put my arm around you? You know, can I hold your hand? These little things, it lets her set the pace, but also lets her know that the desire is there. And so, but on the other hand, moving too fast, that is not going to work
either. That is just a killer. You're going to get a lot more of what you want if you move at her pace.
The pace is faster when it's her pace, guaranteed.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're constantly getting turned down and women don't trust you, slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
Just slow down.
Slow down, relax, enjoy being with her. Pay attention to who she is. Pay attention to her desire.
Pay attention to all of who she is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to more than just her boobs and her ass. Like, if you're touching her, touch other parts of her body.
Yeah. Hold her hand. Rub your thumb along her thumb, along her hand.
Or the inner part of her elbow. You know, there's so many erogenous zones on the body that really are a turn on.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you're just watching a movie or holding hands and walking around, a gentle, almost mindless kind of rubbing, it signals without being pushy.
Mm-hmm. And enjoy a hug or a kiss without assuming that sex will follow. Take it at her pace. Just really enjoy that. And really deep kissing is such a turn on. And it releases testosterone, which really leads to more turn on. Just take it slow. Make her almost beg for more. Like, make it so she wants more before you give more.
Right.
That's just
let her feel. Let her feel her desire. So many women have never had an opportunity to feel their desire. They're in a place of giving in. It's like they're fighting a losing battle, and men who think that it's about conquering them are missing out on true intimacy, true connection.
Mm-hmm.
When she's desiring, and truly, if you think about it, if men think about it, you know, and women should be aware of this too. Men really do want a woman who desires them, who wants them,
mm-hmm.
not somebody who's surrendered. You know,
there are different ways of surrender.
Yeah,
I mean,
but not somebody who's surrendered a battle
and
despair. You know.
Yeah, but. But when they create that safety that the woman can completely surrender into her pleasure and have that much trust for him that she can completely surrender into that and trust that he's got her, he's holding her, he's going to just completely fill her body with that amazing ecstatic pleasure.
Yeah.
And yeah, she knows that he's got her. That's amazing.
And that's way more satisfying for a man than a woman who's reluctantly going along because she's tired of the battle.
Mm-hmm. So create those soulful moments. Use touch and gaze and passion and just, you know, you can't lead if you've lost the connection. So you got to reconnect with her pace. Practice mm-hmm. slowing down. Anytime, you know, you feel her disconnecting from you, slow down again and reconnect with her pace.
Take it, whatever level you're at, and and enjoy that level, enjoy that place. Get every bit of enjoyment out of it, every bit of intimacy and pleasure, and then let it progress to the next level.
And in your lovemaking, in the actual lovemaking, go slow. Let her invite you in. That's very erotic and so much juicier and more beautiful. Allow her to feel her desire and want more of you at every step of the way before you give more, because so many women don't get that opportunity to feel their desire. And it's an completely different experience for both partners when the woman is completely in her desire.
And if you really want to show up as a standout, let her know be easy. Let her know count. When she says, I'm done for tonight, or this is as far as I want, I'm ready to turn in for the night, the date's over, whatever, she's signaling that she's done. Don't let her feel any sort of resentment or, attitude from you. If you stand in a place of gratitude for being with her and connecting with her at whatever level it got to, and walk away from it from a place of it being a productive night, that'll make her a lot happier to take it to whatever level next time, because she knows that it's not in a place of entitlement. You're not coming from a place of entitlement. You're
She's
honoring her
respect.
No. Yeah, honor her no.
Yes.
Honor it and gladly, let go of your expectations and gladly enjoy wherever it goes until the next time.
Yeah, which brings us to
number three.
The
third technique.
Pay attention. Guys, men are so good at focusing on one thing. So pay attention to her. Make her that one thing you're focused on.
This is a very important strategy. Tune in. Tune into that woman. Turn your power, your superpowers of focus on her. Make her feel like she is the spotlight. And women, let them. Don't when you start to feel like maybe you don't deserve this, or let yourself be the goddess in this for that moment, for that time. Let
Women
yourself be honored
when they feel fully witnessed and seen. They do.
And then just relax into it, and the man can be taking his time, enjoying the details of her responses, watching her breath changes, her skin color, and solicit feedback. And women, give the feedback. Oh yes, that worked. This idea that somehow a man knows everything about a woman's body, every woman's body is different.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't solicit and accept feedback, if you let your ego be hurt because a woman responds in a particular way or says no, move it up a little or a little slower, a little faster, whatever. If you let your ego be hurt, you've just put a wall up between you and her and your intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And women, get the communication down so you're both on board with this. Let him know it's okay to get to, that you're going to give feedback and it's okay. It's not an attack on him. It's not criticizing. And men, don't take it as criticism. Take it as somebody who is actively involved in her pleasure, so that you can create even more pleasure, more connection, more passion, more intimacy.
And really, honestly, the more pleasure that your partner experiences, the more you will experience.
Yes. Yes.
It's like a feedback loop that just enhances and enhances and builds and builds.
Yeah.
So So absolutely. Really notice the details of how she's responding, whether it's like Michael was saying, the breathing changes, the skin color changes, facial expressions, muscle responses, maybe like her back arching or sounds she's making.
Right.
All of that. And women often feel like they have to endure pain or discomfort during sex, which really isn't true.
No.
So if she contracts or you know, kind of tenses up, or you know, and you feel that in her, then respond immediately and don't apologize. Just shift what you're doing so that it feels good, or you know, it's not uncomfortable.
Right.
And this creates an even deeper trust and surrender in her, in your partner, because then she knows that you are feeling her. She feels you feeling her.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates an even deeper trust and surrender. So make that shift. Pay attention.
Think about scratching a person's back.
Yeah, she feels,
you know,
safe.
If you wouldn't take feedback, what a useless experience that would be. Everybody always wants to say a little bit higher, a little bit lower, a little to the right, a little bit to the left. Get that itch, right? Oh, that's a little bit too hard. That's a little too soft. Nobody, you know, everybody's happy to take feedback when scratching a back. Scratching a back is way less of a sensitive and vulnerable
yeah.
vulnerable experience than sex. And so you do get to have the same kind of feedback and the same approach. So yes, that's so important. Can't stress that enough. And it's, we run into this all the time where people they feel like, women don't feel like they have a right to voice their desires and what works for them. And
yeah.
And men are confused about what that means when they do.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things that we really work on with women
in our sessions
is, you know, to be fully felt and heard and to be powerful in your no or your stop or your yes, and to really claim your pleasure.
Right.
It's so important. So when you're with your partner, presence. Be with them completely.
You're not thinking about work.
No.
You're not thinking about what you're going to do next or what, you know, what your ultimate goal is. There's a myth that men only want to get off. No. Men love seeing women respond. They love mm-hmm. seeing women in passionate throes and a pleasure. And they like to be the one that creates that for them. It's incredibly.
And if they're not in that place, they're missing out.
Right, right. If they've given in on that and have decided that they are only going to be there for their own pleasure, that is such a shallow place for a relationship, for intimacy.
Mm-hmm. There is no intimacy in that place.
Yes.
So...
So,
yeah.
Like you said, presence. Be with her completely. Focus on the changes like we talked about. Notice the details. Notice, you know, you have the verbal feedback. Notice what she says, her breathing, her moans. Encourage her in mm-hmm. her breathing and moans. And you know what? Moan yourself. If it feels good, or if she's doing something that makes you feel good, give her feedback. Don't be that strong, silent type. You know, how boring is that to give somebody pleasure and not get any kind of response?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, more on that in our...
later.
Yeah, we have another module. We're going much deeper into sexual self-mastery. So,
yes.
Wonderful,
and then,
wonderful.
Again, we've said it before, but don't take things personally. This is a team activity.
Yep.
Your feedback is not to be taken personally. If you've crossed in some way, crossed a boundary, you know, just step back, honor her boundaries.
Well, sometimes your triggers have nothing to do with you, and sometimes mm-hmm. both people can have triggers that have nothing to do with the other person. It's old trauma. It's old baggage. It's stuff from other relationships. It's childhood trauma. And if you, you know, if you notice this and you respond in a way that supports that person and makes them feel safe and held, then this response creates trust.
Yeah, men and women.
Yeah, men and women. And sometimes, you know, they really, really need to do some deep healing to be able to move past those triggers. And if this kind of thing is coming up, you know, this is the kind of thing we deal with all the time in our sessions. It's incredible the kinds of barriers to intimacy that can be created by traumas from childhood and from other relationships and that. So
honor the triggers.
Yeah, honor the triggers.
And don't take them personally. And then that right there puts them in a healing space. And also it does not re-traumatize. If you do not honor the triggers, you're just re-traumatizing.
Yes. Yes. So sometimes really going deeper into that healing is going to be a really, really important and essential part of being able to really create more intimacy and trust in relationships. So, yeah. Encourage that.
Yep. So, and that...
That's it. That's it for
that's
this
it
module.
For this module, like, and we look forward
to
talking to you again in
yes.
Module 5.
Yes, and that's the next module on healing sexuality and sexual self-mastery. So we're so excited to come back with that.
Right.
We love you, and we'll be with you again next time.
Until next time, namaste.